The National Immunisation Advisory Committee, or NIAC, will meet later today to discuss the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. It will also examine whether to recommend a longer interval between the first and second doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The European Medicines Agency has said that the overall benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh any potential risks. In rare cases, it has been linked to blood clots. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has taken to Twitter this morning to confirm that the vaccine portal will open to those aged between 60 and 64 tomorrow, starting with 64-year-olds. For more, let's talk to our science correspondent, George Lee. George, the Johnson & Johnson decision is a big one. Will you explain why?
It's a big one because we were due to get 605,000 doses of the single shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That means you don't have to go back for your second dose. Once you get injected once with this vaccine, that's it. You're done in terms of the protection that they're offering with this vaccine. We're due to get 605,000 by the end of June. So it was important, and it is important in terms of the rollout of the vaccine programme, where the government would like to have 80% of adults vaccinated in some form or other by the end of June. So if we can't use this particular vaccine, it does set us back a little bit in that target and in terms of the protection that people can have. And also, the fewer people who are vaccinated, it makes it complicates opening up the economy. The thing about this particular one is that this vaccine is very similar in terms of how it's put together and what they call technology that's used behind it to the AstraZeneca vaccine. And the issues in relation to it about rare blood clots, which have been identified in America in around 8 cases out of about 7 million doses of it, are very similar. Very, very similar to what the European Medicines Agency was looking at in Europe about the rare blood clots which were associated with the AstraZeneca vaccine. But when the European Medicines Agency looked at the issue, they said in both cases they're safe to use insofar as the benefits far outweigh the risks, but that people should be made aware that there are these things to look out for in terms of the rare blood clots. The European Medicines Agency, when they made that recommendation about AstraZeneca less than 2 weeks ago, or about 2 weeks ago, the Irish NIAC, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, took three meetings where they looked at, well, what are we going to say about this? And they decided, on the basis of what the European Medicines Agency said, not to give AstraZeneca to people under the age of 60. Now, if they're faced with the same decision today and they decide not to give the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to those under the age of 16, it causes a bit of an issue because we're running out of people between the ages of 60 and 70, or will do in a relatively short period of time, to give the AstraZeneca to, and who would we be giving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to? So there's hope among policymakers that maybe they won't be as restrictive on this time, but there will be some kind of conundrum for them, because if they don't allow it, or if they do allow it for under 60s, why would they not allow the AstraZeneca for under 60s? So it's a complicated decision.
As you say, a complicated decision. Will we get a decision today?
We can't be sure of that because it took the three meetings the last time. The one thing which is probably in favour of maybe a quicker decision is that they're looking at pretty much the similar or same kind of circumstances that they would have considered before. So one would expect it shouldn't take them three meetings to figure this one out, and hopefully maybe they'd be able to get the matter resolved sooner than that. One of the things that they're toying with, and they will have to toy with, and it will be influenced by in an interdependent way about what they decide on who gets this particular vaccine, is the duration of the dosage on the Pfizer vaccine. Now, the reason why that's important is that at the moment there's a 4 week gap between a person who receives the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine and the second dose. The manufacturers had recommended you could have anywhere from a 3 week gap to a 6 week gap. In the UK, they're doing a 12-week gap. So it was always open to the decision makers here to decide to lengthen the gap between the first and second dose. In doing so, it would mean that the HSE and the vaccinators wouldn't have to hold back additional stock for a second vaccine so soon, so they'd be able to put everything out into the marketplace, everything out into people's arms, and that would speed up the vaccination. So one of the decisions today, and possibly maybe that one could be delayed, is whether or not they extend that gap, to give them more flexibility with regard to rolling out the vaccination programme if they do restrict the use of the Johnson & Johnson. So these are complicated decisions, and I suppose they take everything into account. It was very clear the last time that NIAC were saying that in terms of restricting the AstraZeneca vaccine to people not allowed to give it to people under the age of 60, that that was influenced by the fact that they did have plenty of the Pfizer vaccine to vaccinate these people. But we're progressing with the vaccination programme, and the question is, what do we do next?
All right, George, thank you very much indeed for that.